At the heart of our prison system is the term corrections, the idea that a jail term can be used to correct the behavior that put someone behind bars in the first place.
There have been plenty of debates about whether prison is about punishment or rehabilitation, but people on both sides of the debate could probably agree that it would be great if people left prison with some tools to succeed back in the community.
That's one of the aims behind a partnership between a local nonprofit and a local jail. Lake Effect Mayan Silver takes us there.
Behind the locked doors of the House of Correction, for an hour every month, an unlikely message emanates.
Again, allow the morning light that enters this room to touch your face and to allow yourself to receive it, is to remember your way home, to your worth, to yourself.
That's Ali Sarzinski teaching one of two yoga group classes for women inmates. If it weren't for the bunk bed frames in the background and the blue jumpsuits of the program participants, for a brief time you'd forget that you're in a jail. But a jail is exactly where we are. I met Katie Connold Lynch, Associate Director of the Benedict Center's Women's Reentry Program, which runs the yoga classes, at the entrance of the jail.
This area that we're going into is women's only, the women's only dorm, so it's secluded from male inmates.
These women at the HOC are locked away from society for reasons ranging from unpaid tickets to felonies. But the Benedict Center's programming is meant to help them readjust to society upon release. And a lot of that has to do with addressing one thing.
We know that 77 to 98% of women who are currently incarcerated have experienced some form of trauma in their lives. And from my work with justice-involved women, it tends to be complex trauma. So that means it's not just a single traumatic event that they've experienced, it's repeated traumatic experiences that they've been through in their lives.
In this layout, we have the women in a circular format versus in a lot of classes, you're gonna see mats and rows. And that's because we don't want anybody to be behind somebody else so that there's this awareness that there's a wall behind them and also a capacity to see everybody else in the room.
That's yoga instructor Ali explaining that the class is trauma sensitive in a way different than classes in the community.
For example, if I'm bringing a student into a posture, a lot of times I'll name how long we're going to be there and we'll count the breaths together. Or there's more of an emphasis on what is the sensation that you're experiencing in your body? And as a result of that connection, you get to choose the shape that you want to create within that, or the modification that you want to take, or if you want to skip the posture altogether. So there's always this room for students to decide whether or not they want to choose to take the pose or in what variation they want to take the pose.
It turns out that yoga was a hot ticket for the approximately 120 women in the HOC dorms. In a survey of options, they chose it as the number one activity they wanted the Benedict Center to provide, even though many of them had never done it before.
We're seeing the rise in popularity of yoga in the mainstream, so I think that might be part of the interest. And I think maybe just a sense of curiosity, too. My guess is they heard that it was good for them at some point and went, cool, I want to try that.
As the women enter the class, they approach the circle of colorful mats draped in a natural light that contrasts with the artificial light everywhere else in the jail.
Good morning. Welcome to yoga. How are we doing?
Great.
Doing all right?
After intros, Ali starts with the first exercise.
You're going to check in to see how your body's feeling, how your mind's feeling, how your heart's feeling. And after you check in with that, you're going to use one word and or one to a few words to name how you're feeling. So we'll go in a circle.
My mind feels frustrated. My heart is sad. My body is somewhat tense.
Not all the women have such a somber start, but everyone seems to flow naturally through the hour of poses to the final relaxation. After the class, I spoke with a woman who wanted to be known as Janice. She said she was in custody because she could not afford to pay restitution on one of her cases. These in-custody classes are her first time doing yoga, and she's a fan.
Spiritually, I think it helps out because it's got, you clear your mind, you clear all your thoughts, and like a little square box, you put all the good things inside the box and all the bad things stay outside the box.
Janice said that she had some immediate things to be kept outside of the box that day. Specifically, someone swapping her for her canteen treats a few days ago and not giving her the canteen as promised today. She says yoga helped her get over that.
Yes, it did, because when I came in, I was feeling real uptight, hard, cold-hearted. And after I got there and did all the breathing exercise, it kind of stimulated my mind to say, don't even think about it. Stay focused on what you focused in on. Don't let that upset you and ruin the day for you. Keep your smile on your face today and let it be known to the people there that it's not no problem to me. I took it like it was and I left it like that. And that's where it's going to stay, right there.
She thinks that yoga is a tool that more people in custody could use.
Because there's a lot of things that's bottled up in people's mind because they don't know about their cases. They have a stressed out problem. But if they have to go to the yoga classes, a lot of that stress will be relieved, you know.
Sindar Dodi has a nursing background. And because of her depression that fuels alcohol use, she's in custody for her fourth OWI. Like Janice, this is the first time that she's had access to yoga. And this is her fourth class with Ali. She hopes yoga will help her stay sober, but there's more in it for her.
When you're in a jail setting, you have no control over anything, sleep, eat, anything. So being able to control your depth of how you can bend over or how much you can stretch, just kind of giving yourself back that power that you're a person, not just an inmate or a number.
Ali says that's what she's been going for all along.
That's like the biggest inspiration that I have here is to just remind the women of like, the ownership of their bodies, and at least a little taste of freedom.
For Janice, the yoga does just that. But her other big takeaway is that someone cares enough to volunteer.
If they can do it and bring themselves in here and do that and take time out with us women to get us right back on the right track, I sure will be joining all the classes they have. And when I get out, I'm going to continue to go to the classes. So a lot of communities kind of, people don't care no more. It's got to be somebody that in the neighborhood that cares enough to say, well, we're going to do this here, and we're going to uplift this neighborhood, and we're going to stand out and step up and do something about it. A lot of people ain't doing nothing about it. You just sit back and do nothing until the worst come. And then people need to get together and do things about it before the worst come.
For Lake Effect, I'm Mayan Silver.
You can see pictures of the yoga program at the House of Correction and read more at WUWM.com.